On-air experimentation with the so-called high-fidelity or enhanced single-sideband transmissions could be outlawed if the FCC adopts a proposed rule change requested by two radio amateurs on opposite sides of the country. Amateur Radio Newsline's Paul Corson, WA3VJB, reports from the nation's capital.
A petition for rulemaking was sent to the FCC and accepted by the agency May 27th. It was not immediately issued a rulemaking number, so it was hard to find in the public record. However, Newsline has talked with two sources who have seen the proposal, and it calls for what many would consider severe bandwidth limitations on HF phone. The petition asks for a federally mandated bandwidth limit of 2.8 kHz for SSB, well below the extended bandwidth needed for what has been called enhanced audio. One of the two hams who submitted the petition told the FCC they are motivated by interference problems caused by two groups of single sideband operators. These groups are portrayed by the petitioners as, in both cases, having cast aside traditional voluntary limits on bandwidth of roughly 3 kHz. The petition therefore asks that these voluntary limits be made mandatory to provide a clear enforcement mechanism for regulators. The petitioners, Michael Lonicky, W0YR of Virginia, and Melvin Ladisky, W6FDR of California, said hams from one of the groups come on during radio contests and are found tweaking their transmitters to splatter purposely to provide elbow room on a very crowded band. The two men characterize the other group as those who experiment with high-fidelity audio, apparently trying to replicate the sound of FM broadcast stations. Newsline has recently reported on advisory letters sent out by FCC Enforcement Counsel Riley Hollingsworth, K4ZDH, who wrote to several members of the Enhanced SSP group telling them the agency had received interference complaints. Those letters did not validate nor dispute those complaints, but warned the stations that if such complaints continued, the unresolved friction could trigger petitions for rulemaking. One such petition is now at hand. A Newsline reporter spoke with Lonicky, who declined to provide a copy of his petition for this report. He said he and Ladisky hold the same views on the matter of excessive bandwidth causing interference, and that they teamed up on the petition to add strength to their call for regulatory intervention. Lonicky declined further comment and said the petition will speak for itself if the FCC chooses to assign it a rulemaking number and put it to public comment. Members of the Enhanced SSB group have told Newsline they believe their experimentation with improved audio is totally in line with the spirit of ham radio, and that when conducted under appropriate conditions, is every bit as justified in bandwidth consumption as any other spectrum-intensive activity, including contesting. But the FCC's Hollingsworth, reacting to such comments, disagreed, suggesting the mode of SSB was commissioned for the amateur service as a spectrum conservation mode, counter to the idea of high-fidelity audio and the bandwidth it requires. Hollingsworth could not be reached to comment on the proposed petition. The petition also mentions the legacy mode of AM and said it, quote, does not create the same problems that the burgeoning use of so-called hi-fi single sideband creates. Nonetheless, the petition asks the FCC to impose a 5.6 kHz bandwidth limitation on AM, with the restrictions asked for on all HF allocations below 28.8 megahertz. Previous regulatory proposals based on bandwidth have failed with the FCC, including Docket 20777 from the mid-1970s. The conclusion then was that having loosely defined technical standards allowed the greatest range of experimentation in ham radio, as long as such signals are clean. Indeed, many present-day violations of splatter, overdriven amplifiers, and poorly administered audio lash-ups can trigger already enforcement action under existing FCC rules governing the purity of signal. Reporting for Newsline, Paul Corson, WA3VJB in Washington.
As we go to air, the 10-page petition by W0YR and W6FDR has not been assigned a rulemaking number designation. More on the story in future Amateur Radio Newsline reports.